We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
So look, I say this as somebody who a year ago predicted Joe was not going to be the nominee. I'm going to predict that Kamala Harris is not going to be the nominee either. And the reason is if they get one shot, they're going to take their absolute best shot that they can.
Who is it?
That's clearly not Kamala
Who's
Harris.
That?
That's clearly not.
Well, look, I think there's a lot of open possibilities. I would not write off the possibility that it ends up being Michelle Obama.
What?
She checks off the same identity politic boxes, and it's going to be somebody who's maybe above the fray that doesn't create the same kind of infighting that could debilitate their party.
So Barack,
the reality, Sean, though, is
the Barack is the is literally leading the charge, trying to keep his, you know, keeping plausible deniability, and then his own wife takes over. What do you call that?
I think you call it realism. Sean, the reality is they're going to take their best shot. They waited till after the RNC convention. That timing is optimal for them because it gets closer and closer to the eventual election. They're going to drag this out, I predict, through the Democratic nomination convention at the DNC in late August. I think Michelle Obama is not off the table.
What table is she on? And how do I dance on it? What is wrong with them? Honestly, they're predicting that Barack Obama was withholding his endorsement of Kamala Harris because Barack Obama was going to nominate or going to endorse his own wife.
It was just moments ago, Vice President Kamala Harris picked up the formal endorsement of former President Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama is well.
Oh.
Here is the brand new video.
Kamala!
Hi!
Hey there!
Aw, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Yay! They're so bizarre on the they're panicking. They're literally panicking. They're freaking out. They don't know what to do about this. You know, the I'm not a poll person. The only day that matters with the polls is Election Day, and that isn't really a poll. That's us being the jury and passing a verdict on somebody, and in this case, on something. Yeah. This election, as we all know, is going to be about democracy itself and, whether or not it's condemned to the dustbin of history or whether or not it continues. And the only great thing about it is in 100 days, we are the jury. And some of you have early voting and it won't even be that long. Isn't that special? I am so happy. I can't even stand it. And I'm looking at this New York Times Siena poll. The only reason why I bring it up is because the difference and the trajectory of the numbers is so unbelievable that it deserves a little sentence or so, okay? So prior to Kamala becoming the nominee, well, she's not the nominee yet, but I think we all know where that's headed. You know, what's really interesting is Barack Obama can make an idiot out of, people when he's not even trying. He can make idiots out of Vivek. He can make an idiot out of Donald. He's not even trying. They're not even trying. Okay. But it's just so fascinating. However, the New York Times Siena poll, it had Biden down to Trump by 6 points. It literally had Donald Trump ahead. This is nationally. It's not, the battleground states, not the path to 270, which is really all I give a damn about. It's all you should give a damn about. But what's so interesting is that the national polls had Biden down by 6. This same poll now has Trump up by 1. So the gap is closing around Donald Trump's, gappy neck. So that's the only thing, that I thought I'd mention as far as polls. I do look at them. I don't talk about them all that much because, they're never right. They just never are. They don't even agree with each other. So, why do I want to get in the middle of that? If I wanted to get in the middle of not agreeing with each other, I would be a Republican with children, teenagers. Do you know what I'm saying? I think you do. So anyway, look at this news. Look at this news. Not just that. That's, an aside. But the Zoom calls, okay, they are bigger than any rally that the Republican nominee has ever dreamed of having. These freaking Zoom calls are insanely populated. Thousands, tens of thousands, in fact, 100+ thousand people. 100+ thousand. Like I said, I couldn't even imagine 44,000 people on a Zoom call. I mean, it's like, each person was a pixel at that point. It's just like so hard to see anybody's features when you have 44,000 people on a Zoom call. So we know that that happened. That was Win with Black Women. They started this thing, and that was on Sunday, and they had 44,000 black women joining a call to galvanize support for Kamala Harris. Well, then we had Win with Black Men, and they did similarly those kinds of numbers. They did about 50,000 people on their phone call. Monday was their day, okay? And then earlier this week, I don't know exactly which day, it doesn't matter, there was a Zoom call for white women for Kamala. 100,000 participants. It got so glitchy that they had to move the whole thing over to the YouTubes. When they moved it over to the YouTubes, 25,000 more people joined. So you had 125,000 people participating online in a freaking phone call. Then they had another one with South Asians for Kamala, okay? And that one was George Takei and Mindy Kaling and Zachary Quinto and Raven Simone and Sophia Bush and Ashlyn Harris, all these people. And then you had the LGBT for Kamala Harris, and that was populated by tens of thousands of people. I'm so sorry, but I just don't turn the camera around, I guess. Donald Trump's always, they don't want to show my crowd. They don't want to turn the camera around. They don't want to turn around. When you're on the YouTube, there's actually a number of actual attendees. It's right there on the freaking screen. Nobody has to turn anything. They don't have to turn around. They don't have to turn to the right. They don't have to turn upside down. They don't have to turn to their cats. Oh, and this cat lady thing, it's got, I was going to say legs, but that would be four legs, right? It's just, wow. It is perkle. You know who has three cats, who is inspired by her cats, who doesn't have any children? Do you know who that might be? Does anybody, does it ring a bell for anyone in this? Yes, that would be Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift often poses with her freaking cats, okay? She adores her cats. She has no children. And I don't know what's going on with the Republicans. I honestly don't. I mean, Kristi Noem killed a dog. And J.D. Vance is putting down cats as a pet. Kristi Noem also killed a goat. So what is left for us to keep company with as far as another species, which we desire and we love? By the way, cat ladies are not miserable. All the cat ladies I know, sometimes they're bewildered, sometimes they're bewitched by their cats, sometimes they're exasperated, but they're endlessly amused by their cats. Brett's a cat owner, childless cat owner. Are you miserable?
Not at all.
Are you baffled and bewildered and bemused?
Constantly.
Constantly. You want a friend for life, you want a friend in Washington, what do they say to get? That's right, a dog. And Kristi Noem will shoot it in the head. Make America petless?